My guest is Tom Clancy. He's a small-town insurance agent who turned big-time author with the publication of his two best-selling thrillers, The Hunt for Red October and Red Storm Rising. His new bestseller, Patriot Games, continues the story of undercover CIA analyst Jack Ryan, who's the hero of The Hunt for Red October. When Ryan stops Irish terrorists from assassinating the Prince and Princess of Wales, he becomes the terrorist target. Clancy's large following includes many members of the military and the CIA who enjoy his detailed descriptions of high-tech weaponry and his realistic portrayal of intelligence operations. When I spoke with Tom Clancy, he told me that his readers like to give their opinions on the accuracy of his information.
Most often what happens to me is I'll have a submarine skipper, for example, come up to me and say, this is the book I gave my wife, and I told her, read this, this is all the stuff I can't tell you about. The comments I've had from people within the military community and also within the intelligence community have always been pretty complimentary. The CIA even did a review of The Hunt for Red October, which I couldn't read all of it because it was classified.
They do classified book reviews?
Evidently.
I guess it would be interesting to see your file.
Yeah, I'd really be interested to see the one the Soviets have on me, because I'm sure they don't believe I used to be an insurance agent.
Well, you've certainly written a lot of dialogue for your character, Jack Ryan. When he's asked if he's in the CIA, he's learned every way in the books to dodge that question.
Well, it makes you wonder what they do when they have to fill out an application for an American Express card. I guess they say they work for, you know, I work for the federal government and call this number, and they say, well, he works here, but he's classified. I've always wondered how they handle that, but I've never bothered asking. It's a little too mundane.
Your novels address war and terrorism, and I know that you yourself never served in the military, I think because of your...
My eyesight,
bad
yes.
eyesight, yeah. I guess I wonder in a way if there's an excitement for you in writing about conflict and weapons since you've never actually had to endure it.
Oh, that's a psychological question that should be left for a professional, I think. No, maybe it's just a realization on my part that if I wrote books about the exciting life of a country insurance agent, nobody, including myself, would buy them. If you look at Shakespearean dramas, how many English people got a chance to kill a king as Macbeth does, or to overturn a monarchy as Hamlet, Prince of Denmark, does? Does that mean they really wanted to, or they took great satisfaction in thought of overthrowing a king? I don't know.
You worked as an insurance agent for years before becoming a writer. You earned your living selling insurance. When did you decide to actually try to write a novel?
I've wanted to write a novel since I was in high school. And really all I ever wanted to do was to see my name on the cover of a book. That was I thought that was as grand a thing as a person could do. So I wrote The Hunt for Red October when the right circumstances came together.
Which was what?
When you're your own, I became my own boss, and when you're your own boss, you make your own rules. So I just delegated to myself the time to write the book and submitted it to a publisher, and lo and behold, a couple of years later, I was a best-selling author, much to my surprise and occasionally to my horror. But
where does the horror come in?
One of my jokes about this is that success will ruin your life. I have to do so much running around now and speech making and book signing that occasionally I'm not as familiar with my children as I would like to be.
I think part of how your first novel ended up on the bestseller list was that President Reagan read it and said it was a very good yarn, and the press picked that up, and it really helped the book a lot. Did you know he was going to be reading it?
No, that came as a total surprise to me. It was out that comment in Time magazine came as much of a surprise to me as it did to anyone else. I didn't even know he had gotten the book.
Your new novel, Patriot Games, is about an ultra-radical terrorist group that breaks off from the IRA, and this group tries to assassinate the Prince and Princess of Wales. Why did you want to write about terrorism in your new book?
Well, the idea has been around for quite a while. I first started playing with it, I guess, around 1979. Also, the book is based on a real incident not too long ago. A person of dubious mental state attempted to assassinate Princess Anne. And, of course, it's well known that that Irish terrorists did, in fact, succeed in assassinating Lord Louis Mountbatten, who was also a member of the royal family.
What kind of research did you do?
Interestingly enough, I did about as much research for this as I did on the other two books combined. I spent 2 weeks in England. I met with some senior people in the Federal Bureau of Investigation, also some senior people in the Metropolitan Police, Scotland Yard in London, and also a few things with the Navy and the Coast Guard to see how they handle port security matters. So I spent more time out in the field of research on this than I did with the other two.
Did you talk to anyone from the IRA?
No. I talked to a guy from the RUC who was shot in the back by the IRA, but that's as close as I got to the Irish terrorists.
You've made your CIA agent, Jack Ryan, a family man. As a matter of fact, in this book, we learn early on that his wife is pregnant. Why have you made him a family man?
Well, you know, it's an interest. That's a decision I made some time ago, actually, when I introduced Jack Ryan in The Hunt for Red October. The majority of people who appear in spy fiction, whether it's in books or movies, are 32 years old, single, boozers, womanizers, smokers who drive Ferraris or Aston Martins or something like that. Well, the fact of the matter is that most of the people who work in the security business, either in the FBI, CIA, or any other agency throughout the world, are pretty normal people. They have wives and children. They take their kids to Little League baseball and ballet practice, and they take them to movies, and they have birthday parties, and they have to cut the grass and fill out their tax returns just like the rest of us. So the fact of the matter is that most of these people are fairly ordinary. In the case of Patriot Games, the real issue we're trying to examine is, what if you are a fairly ordinary person? And within the body of the novel, Ryan is simply an instructor in history at the Naval Academy in Annapolis. And a person who has to lead a normal life, who can't run away, who can't hide, knows he's going to be a victim of terrorists. Well, how do you deal with that? And I thought it was time somebody wrote a book about the ordinary people who get in the way of these fellows.
Do you really think of him as ordinary?
He has a wife and a couple of kids. Yeah, that's ordinary. More so than the James Bond movie I was watching on HBO this morning, let's put it that way.
The acts of terrorism in your book and the terrorist groups are kind of removed from their political context. You don't really address motivation in it.
I do not care about their political motivation. I do not care about the motivation of the IRA any more than I care about the motivation of the Ku Klux Klan. They are criminals. They kill people.
Your new novel, the way I understand it, is going to be about SDI, the Strategic Defense Initiative, which is also known in the vernacular as Star Wars.
Yes.
Is it going to work in your novel?
Well, I have only 100 pages into the book yet, so I really don't know myself. Actually, we're examining SDI from a perspective which hasn't really gotten a lot of attention. People are talking about whether it'll shoot all the missiles down or not, and whether it will, in fact, start a new arms race, as though the arms race was not already underway, which, of course, it is. Now, I'm looking at SDI from the effect it's going to have on the geopolitical balance as of today. I mean, I'm not talking about a deployed system. I'm talking about the research and development that's going into the system now.
And what are you doing to research for that now?
Well, the main thing I'm looking for right now is to get information on Soviet SDI efforts. At the moment, I have I'm trying to get satellite imagery of Soviet SDI test facilities. I've identified three or four sites within the Soviet Union where this research is being carried out with considerable vigor.
Is the research exciting for you in the way that it would be exciting to be an agent finding out that information, or to be a detective tracking down similar information?
One of the things I've always tried to do is to look at the world through the eyes of a child. I mean, my wife will tell you that I never really quite grew up. And I do that quite deliberately, because I think when a kid looks at something, the kid sees more than an adult does. And that means the adult's missing something. So, yes, I do have I enjoy my research more than anything else I do, because I get to see things that most people never get a chance to see. And I get to see them from the inside. I get to talk to the people who do the real work. And that's an awful lot of fun.
Are any of your novels being made into movies?
Red October is supposedly going to be made into a movie, but that's the extent of my knowledge right there. I don't have that much in the way of communications with Hollywood. So I'll know as soon as they start rolling film. That's when they have to sign the check and send it out to me.
How would you describe yourself politically?
Reasonable.
Have you found that people from a wide political spectrum read your novels?
As a matter of fact, I autographed a copy of Red Storm Rising last year for the head of the Soviet Navy, so I guess that's a pretty wide political spectrum.
Okay, Tom Clancy, I want to thank you very much.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
Tom Clancy's new book is called Patriot Games.